And replacing lost buttons is big business for a small store in the village of Rockville Center, New York. It's been around for nearly a century, outlasting wars, recessions, and the internet. Reporter Judy Martin recently went button shopping.
Hi, how are you?
Sung Yu gives a warm greeting to her customer, Arlene Safler. Safler's been coming to the Button and Notion Center on Long Island for nearly 50 years. The 78-year-old woman has been knitting since childhood. She hurries to the store counter, grasping a half-knitted child's pink sweater that she has only 2 days to finish.
But this is a button emergency. This is definitely a button emergency.
You think that will be solved today?
Absolutely.
Her chances are pretty good. The store in the quaint village of Rockville Center is like a jungle of buttons. On the wall to the right, there's a cascade of mother-of-pearl buttons that flow like a waterfall into a glass display of exotic animal fur and leather buttons. A few feet away, buttons carved from buffalo horn and wood. There are many button species. Too many to count, says owner Sung Yu.
So, how many buttons do you have?
I'm sorry, we don't know. Nobody knows. So many, you know. Over a billion.
Over a billion?
Yes. Yes.
Mrs. Yu says they've got the best button selection in the tri-state area. Paul Sternson should know. She's been a customer since 1949.
I wouldn't know where to buy a button. It used to be that in the 5 and 10 you could buy buttons. But that's a long time ago, lady. You haven't been around long enough.
But the Button and Notion Center has, for nearly a century. Sung and her husband, Young Yu, took over about 20 years ago and take pride in their collections, as their daughter, Shanae.
Their garage actually is filled with buttons. The car does not go in there, has not ever been in there. Just boxes filled with buttons. Buttons.
The Yus have buttons from Asia, South Africa, and Europe. A vintage button might cost you $30. In the store, buttons drape the walls from floor to ceiling. A wooden library ladder braced on metal tracking screeches as Mr. Yu rolls it along the wall. He climbs up the ladder, uses a yardstick and a good stretch to grab the tip of a box for accessory designer Karen Falecchia. She rummages through it and places some buttons on the counter.
This color would be okay, I think, if you have two.
These are great buttons. I just need...
Looks like a pineapple.
Yeah. They're awesome. I'm going to get that in another couple of colors.
Palekia is delighted. After all, she says, where can you find a pineapple button that's red? She'd never surf the internet for buttons. She has to see what she's working with in person.
Just the amount of the choices here. You know, it's like you've died and gone to button heaven here.
And it's customers like Palekia that the Yus say have helped the Button and Notion Center stave off competition from the internet. They have confidence in the variety of their exotic treasures, hoping the need for that perfect button will never become extinct. For NPR News, I'm Judy Martin in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.